It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, and as usual, we'll travel on over to Appleton on the last Wednesday of the month, and find out what's happening over at Appleton Area Health. And in the studio with us is Greg Miner, the new CEO of Appleton Area Health. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and thank you for coming in the studio today. Appreciate it. So, when did you start the job?
Well, I officially started on January 31st, and have been loving it ever since I got here, and loving the area. So
good. Well, let's tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. Where'd you come from?
So I came from originally. So I was born into healthcare administration.
Okay.
My father served as chairman of the board for 30 years.
Oh, wow.
So I was really born into hospital administration, healthcare administration, in a small town called Sumner, Iowa. It's up in the northeast corner of Iowa, northeast of Waterloo, for reference.
Okay.
So I got to see all the good and bad things about healthcare, and I decided to go into hospital administration. My father was my greatest mentor in my life.
Awesome.
And he taught me a lot. So after I graduated from high school, I went into the United States Air Force. I am a vet from Shield and Storm, and worked my way up in hospital administration through the Air Force, from being a records clerk to actually teaching new hospital administrators coming into the Air Force about medical planning.
Okay.
Also was very involved during Shield and Storm. We trained all the units before they deployed over there.
Okay. Shield and Storm, what's that?
Desert Shield and Desert Storm.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So then after that, my father had a heart attack, and it was time for my daughters to get to know their grandpa. And so we came back to Iowa. I was in Primgar, Iowa, which is in the northwest corner of Iowa. Then I went down to Sac City, Iowa, which would be straight east of Sioux City, Iowa. And then I was recruited down to Dakota Dunes, South Dakota, to run a surgical, a physician-owned surgical hospital.
Okay.
56 physicians owned the hospital, and it was a great time.
Awesome.
Last couple years, I've been doing volunteer work for Siouxland Tanzania Educational Medical Mission.
Mm.
It's an orphanage over in Tanzania, and they also we send people over there to do procedures and everything else.
Okay.
And the love, the thing I love most about is Midwest Honor Flight. I'm a board member, and we take care of southwest Minnesota, all of South Dakota, northeast Nebraska, and northwest Iowa.
Wow.
And this is where we send vets free of charge to have one last tour with Honor. And it's a great organization. We've never had anybody in southwest Minnesota.
Yeah, where do you go for that?
You leave out of Sioux Falls.
Okay.
So one of the things about it is it's a one-day trip. So we get the vets up, World War II, Korean War, Vietnam vets. We get them up about 3:30 in the morning. We charter a plane into Sioux Falls, and then we go out to Washington, D.C., see the memorials, and then bring them back that night.
Lots of
surprises along the way.
Nice.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you more about that then.
Absolutely.
I'd like to learn about that.
We have 5 missions coming up this year. So.
Oh. It's pretty cool then.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right. Your education.
So one of the things I give back to the vets is because the Air Force actually, they educated me, per se, in hospital administration. I graduated from Wayland Baptist University in Plainview, Texas,
okay,
which is a liberal arts college there with I have several different titles behind me, but it was a hospital administration program there. And then went to Clarkson College for master's work, and here I am.
There you are.
Yeah.
What are some hobbies you like? Family, hobbies?
Yeah, so my family is my hobby, okay. To be quite honest. But real hobbies are I love to golf, I love to fish, and really it's one of those things that this is a perfect place for me to be at. You have a lot of outdoor activities.
That's right, and we love the golf in the Appleton Area Health golf tournament during the summer.
So absolutely.
It's one of my favorite tournaments.
Yeah, that's right.
Angel does a great job, and others that organize that.
So, right.
Yep. Fun. Family?
Yes, I have a wife. She's a nursing home administrator, licensed nursing home administrator, but she doesn't practice. And then I got two daughters. One is an RN. And the other one is a billing specialist at a hospital. So well, they, so not seriously, we were born into healthcare. They were born into healthcare. So
everybody's in the medical field,
right?
Any doctors?
Yes, I got a cousin that is a doctor. I got another cousin that's a physical therapist. All of them were, my dad is my greatest mentor in life, my greatest friend. He passed away in 2005. However, he got everybody going into the healthcare direction. A doctor, a physical therapist, nursing home administrator. So,
Your father was an administrator?
No, he actually owned a lumberyard, but he was chairman of the board of a small rural hospital in Sumner.
Okay.
So he ran it a lot. Lots of stories there.
All right, cool. Well, this brings you to Appleton then, huh?
Yeah.
So I know you're early on here. Your thoughts of the community of Appleton and Appleton Area Health, how's it been going?
It's been going great. You know, one of the things, there's a reason why people get into healthcare. It's very much like a calling much like a priest or someone else. And I've seen a lot of that at Appleton Area Health already. It's great staff there. Great care is being given there. But, you know, I tell everyone that we should be honored. And I say honored. We have patients coming to us that are in pain of one way, shape, or form, whether they're a resident or a patient. And that should be an honor for us to take care of them. And, you know, I see a lot of that there, too, the love of the patient. So
good. I know a lot of people that work at Appleton Area Health, and they absolutely love their job.
Right.
So that says a lot about the facility, about the organization.
Correct. Correct. It's a great organization. It's a city hospital that really is serving the population of Appleton.
Yep, and they have good doctors and good you know, just all around good care.
Right, so. Right. You know, healthcare's moving quickly, and you just got to be looking out front to figure out what's coming down next.
That was my next question. What are some of the challenges that you can see?
Well, the challenges are like for a rural hospital is we have the payment programs called Critical Access, which had really helped a lot of hospitals, rural hospitals. Mm-hmm. But how do you integrate telemedicine? And how do you, you know, there's licensing, there's credentialing, there's all that kind of stuff. But how do you bring in the specialty services into a community through telehealth? You know, we have we have tele-ER, there's tele-ICU. But you can really do a lot with telemedicine, and I think that's going to be the next future as we go forward. Yeah. You know, once the infrastructures get put for broadband, I think that's you're going to see that coming down the road. And then, you know, it's not like we're going to be doing quaternary. That would be like a Mayo or a Sanford. But we can do really well in the specialty care line.
Good. If you're just tuning in to Wellness Wednesday, we're visiting with Greg Miner, the new CEO of Appleton Area Health. And Greg, what are your thoughts on the city of Appleton? I know I met you last week at the Chamber of Commerce meeting, and we had a good time at that.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I really enjoyed it. It really reminds me of my hometown, Sac City and Premgar. You know, I started out in rural healthcare. And this was one of the things I wanted to end my career in rural healthcare and make a difference to a community that we serve. And that has been my lifelong dream, starting with my father and then ending my career.
Yep, and here in Appleton, right?
Yeah, in Appleton, correct.
So, yeah, Appleton's a wonderful community. Got great people in it.
Absolutely. I've been lost a couple times already, so...
Yeah, have nice walking trails too, absolutely. In the summertime.
Absolutely. So,
beautiful golf course.
Right.
Actually, Appleton Golf Course is one of my favorite golf courses to golf on in this small town.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I've heard. I'm looking forward to playing it.
Yeah, it's challenging for a small nine-hole golf course.
So. Right. I hear there's a lot of garter snakes there, too.
Yep, there is. Hey, I'll show you a video. Okay. Yeah, there are.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah. So. Well, Greg, thanks for coming in and letting us get to know you a little better. Yeah. Appreciate that. And welcome to Appleton and Appleton Area Health.
So. Yep. If anybody has any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to reach out to me directly.
Okay. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks.
It's Greg Miner, CEO of Appleton Area Health, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.